Welcome to today's episode of the 15 Minutes of Fame podcast. I'm your host, Erica with Celeb Connect. Today, we're talking with Amanda Rainville. Amanda is a friend and a former colleague of mine, and we're going to be really diving into her position as an EA, which is an executive assistant. Thanks for being here with us today, Amanda.
Thanks so much for having me on.
The 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, your destination to learn from people that are passionate about their business and have amazing stories to tell. Are you ready to elevate your expectations of what you thought was possible? It's time to get inspired.
So I think this is a really interesting topic, and I immediately thought about that episode of Seinfeld where Elaine was running around trying to find those white tube socks for her executive. So let's start with, you know, how do you feel people view the role?
Oh, that's a good question. That's kind of the reason why this topic actually came up is a friend of mine had booked a meeting with my exec and with his boss. And he said to me, "Oh my gosh, you do so much over there. Your role shouldn't be called executive assistant." And that really struck a chord with me because I thought, wow, my perception of executive assistant is really different probably than, you know, what his is. And I realized it varies pretty drastically from kind of the admin only function right up to being kind of a strategic part of a company.
Yeah, like I think that a lot of people might view an executive assistant as kind of like a secretary, where in reality, oftentimes, you know, if you have a close relationship with the person you're working for, you probably actually make a lot of pretty big decisions on their behalf.
That's right. I think once you build the relationship, it can be one of pretty deep trust. You might be representing that person. You might negotiate on their behalf and make decisions on their behalf. And then your voice kind of is taken as theirs.
Can you be a good executive assistant for just anybody? Do you have to have, you know, kind of a similar way of looking at things and similar goals? You know, do you have to have a tight relationship, and how important is that?
I love that question. It's very near and dear to me because I believe kind of for anybody, not just an executive assistant, but when you're choosing your career path and deciding where you want to work and what you want to do, being with the right people and having your values aligned is so critical. And for me, with my exec, we actually sit down quarterly and judge each other against our kind of core values that we've decided are critical in this relationship and find ways to improve on those things. So, and then kind of, you know, set personal goals as well. So there's a lot of thought put into that. And if I, you know, was looking for a job, I would have all of those kind of core values of mine, front of mind, when I entered that relationship.
You're building a lot of different skills that can definitely help you in the workplace and other positions as well. I'd like for you to maybe take me through a day, Amanda. You know, what does a day in your life look like? How busy are you? Like, you wake up in the morning, what exactly are you doing, and what does a day look like?
You can expect every day to be totally different. So, with that in mind, a day working with Ron, let's say. So I'd start off my morning bright and early, do my own thing, my spin class, get to the office, have a shower. Now it's like 7:30, starting to get into some work, have a kickoff call in the morning, usually kind of, okay, what's going on? What are the burning issues today that we should focus on, that type of thing. Quick calendar check, like what things does he need to be ready for? And then, yeah, I sort of get into it. We run a property management company, and we run a kind of HR consulting company, and then have other investments on the side. So if you as an executive assistant, if you work for an entrepreneur who has a lot of I guess different projects on the go at any given time and a lot of demands on their time, then your role will change every day. Like one day you might be wearing work boots on a construction site or something. Yeah, I don't know how else to explain that. Like, there's going to be lots of time on email devices, tight communication, and then being prepared for the unknown and be prepared to ask people for favors that are outrageous.
If you're going to be an executive assistant, if that's what you're looking to do, I think you have to be the type of person who can just kind of roll with the punches. You know, it's not going to be the same thing every day. It's not like you have a task list at the beginning of the day and you know that's what you have to do. Like, it's going to meld and change and be different all the time.
If you were the kind of person who was uncomfortable with change, who liked their routine and wanted to, you know, go through exactly the same thing each day, check the box, then this role probably wouldn't be right for you, or at the very least, being the executive assistant for an entrepreneur would be really challenging.
Right, of course. So I'm guessing managing your time and managing your energy is probably quite challenging. You know, you're super busy. How have you been able to find, you know, some sort of work-life balance through all of this?
That is a very good question. Another one that's really near and dear to me, because there's sometimes, you know, it seems like there's this prestige to saying, oh, I'm so busy. But there's no value in that if you're not productive. And there's no value in that if you're putting your energy into something that isn't producing like a return, either for you, for your company, for your exec, for whatever your goals are. And so sometimes you know, if you're getting pulled in a lot of directions, which is common in this role, you could kind of spin out or lose control of your energy and feel a big dip. And that actually happened to me recently, probably 9 months ago or so. Both my naturopath and doctor were saying, oh God, you're in trouble. You're burning. You're going to go fast towards burnout. I was noticing memory issues, like jumpiness, all sorts of strange physical symptoms, I guess. And so it forced me to actually reconsider. And the funny part was, a lot of people would suggest, okay, you need mindfulness, relax, focus, meditation. You need to make some space for that creativity. But in my mind, it was, okay, hurry up. What do I have to do to make myself more productive again? You know, it was just actually a focus on how can I be faster, better, more efficient versus what have I done wrong that I have to step back a little bit and recharge or make myself better in a different way. Yeah, managing your energy is critical too, because when you're in a close relationship at work, your energy is contagious and you are meant to be a support and helping unleash your exec's potential, right? But if you're a nervous energy, a stressed energy, that's not much good.
I love that. Unleashing your exec's potential. That's awesome. And I love everything you're saying because, you know, it's true. Like, I believe that being busy doesn't necessarily mean you're being productive. And you don't, I mean, for me, I have a really bad habit of when people say, how are you? Saying, I'm busy. I'm really busy. But what does that really mean? I try so hard never to say that I'm busy because I catch myself saying it all the time. How's your day? Busy. You know, but it doesn't mean anything.
Being busy does not mean you're being productive. It might mean you're not managing your energy or your time properly. You know,
it's very true. So Amanda, what do you think are the top skills that someone would need to be an EA, a good EA?
I think first is probably communication, and that seems like a big sweeping umbrella term, but in this role, you'll speak with everyone, in kind of people in all walks of life. You'll have to manage, you know, how they perceive you and how they perceive your exec through your communication by email, by phone, and everything else. So being a great communicator and being persuasive when you need to be, firm when you need to be, empathetic when you need to be, that would be kind of one of the top skills, I'd say. Versatility or kind of nimbleness, like we talked about this a little bit already, but you don't know what every day is going to bring. So you've got to be kind of quick to pivot, quick to refocus on what's the most important task at that time, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Versatility, speed, probably for every exec wants everything done yesterday.
I can see that. Yep.
Confidentiality, I guess, like really protecting sensitive information is so critical. And if you breach that trust, your relationship with your exec could just unravel. Having a growth mindset, not thinking like, oh, nope, that not doable. And especially with an entrepreneur, you cannot stifle their energy and their ideas. So you've got to be like, yes, and how? Let's go. Let's do this. So that's important as well. And then I guess for me specifically, I often have to ask for we talked about this kind of outrageous favors. And in order to do that and ask for things, you know, faster than they've ever been done or that kind of thing, you also have to serve others in that way. So I try to always be kind of helpful, quick, responsive to others the same way that I'm going to potentially be asking them one day.
I love it. So if there was one piece of advice you could give that you could think of, let's say somebody's listening to this podcast right now, and maybe they have an interview coming up to be an EA, what piece of advice would you give them to go into that interview? What would you say?
This is something I learned in business communication, and it's just called You View, and it's meant to be when you're communicating with somebody, always think about their side, their perception, what their kind of goals are. And so if you go into an interview to become, let's say, an executive assistant and you learn about this person, you know what their businesses are and what their goals are. If you go into that interview with the mindset of, I want to unlock more potential out of you by taking care of what's urgent so that you can focus on what's important, how are we going to do that? What are the main goals? How can I help refocus you? And you know, there's lots of tricks like that you can use, things like sitting down with your exec and coming up with an ideal work week and using that sort of as your template, understanding what their goals are personally, professionally, and that kind of thing. You can have a huge impact. You can have a huge impact on them if it's the right person for you. And you've got those skills that we kind of talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one other thing I forgot that I wanted to mention. I totally forgot. But
okay.
It was about like constantly learning. Like if you're working with an exec and they're always learning and always growing, you'll get left behind, you know, if you're not working on yourself, learning, finding ways to contribute and participate. And the other thing is, if you're offered a seat at the table, if you're offered, you know, involvement in the strategy, don't just sit there quietly. Like, take the opportunity that others may not have, that the EA sometimes stumbles upon, and don't squander it.
Jump on the opportunity to be in a boardroom with all the execs. Well, I don't know. Thanks a lot. I guess we're done here. Are you sure there's nothing you want me to do? Do you want me to send anyone to your Instagram or what do you think?
Our company's here, Be a Living, Connolly Owens. You can follow us on LinkedIn and
see what you're up to.
Ron's doing a lot of speaking. Ron's book, Outrageous Empowerment, tells a little bit of our story with our companies.
One last question for you before we wrap up, Amanda. And I love to ask this question to people because everyone has a different but equally good answer. What is your definition of success?
You know what? Okay. For me, the definition of success is if I look at what I've kind of set out as my life purpose and I feel as though in my job, in my health, in my family, in my relationships, and if I feel as though I'm on track in all those areas with my purpose that I've set out for myself, that is success. Knowing that you're on the right track and you're growing and improving constantly, that would be it for me.
I love it. Life's a journey, not a destination. Who said that?
I don't know.
It's a great quote. Awesome. We'll let you get back to your crazy work life, your busy job. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Erica.
And I miss you. You'll have to come to my new house sometime.
Love to.